Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Look up in the sky!
It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tires from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
I'm Ricky Tires from Tires, Tours, and Travel. You can join the conversation by calling 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. So for today's show, the title of today's show is Sleeping Pills, Booze, and Planes. On today's show, we'll tell stories from flight attendants who tell horrifying stories about the potential dangers of sleeping aids mixed with alcohol while flying 33,000 feet in the air. And for the second half of the show, we will discuss a new travel trend called gramping. Yep, a new travel trend called gramping, and we'll cover that in the second half of the show. But did you know that out of 21 of the richest countries on the planet, the United States is the only one that doesn't offer paid vacation? It is the only one that doesn't offer paid vacations. Mandatory paid vacations. Now, we're talking about mandatory paid vacations. And we are the only nation that doesn't, out of the 21 of the richest countries on the planet, the United States is the only one that doesn't offer paid vacation. It's no secret that there's a paid vacation problem in the United States. But when you see it laid out by country, suddenly the problem becomes so much clearer. A recent report from the Center for Economic and Policy Research shows that the United States continues to be the only country out of 21 rich countries, including 16 European countries, Australia, Canada, Japan, and New Zealand, that does not offer workers mandatory, key word here, is mandatory paid vacation time and paid holidays, which to me is demoralizing for the U.S., especially when you consider that other nations like Australia, France, Spain, the U.K., Sweden, Germany, Greece, and others get nearly a month or more of mandatory paid vacation time. And again, the key word here is mandatory. We're talking about mandatory paid vacation time. The EU, the European Union, imposes a 4-week minimum of paid vacation time for all countries that belongs to the European Union. But some exceed that requirement. France requires companies to offer 30 days of paid vacation plus one holiday pay. Austria, Denmark, and Finland offers 25 days of paid vacation plus at least 9 paid holidays. Countries like Australia, Belgium, Greece, Italy, Ireland, and Germany all offer 20 days of paid vacation plus a minimum of 8 paid holidays. On the lower spectrum, both Canada and Japan offers 10 days of paid vacation time, plus 9 days and 15 days of paid holidays, respectively. And of course, at the very bottom of the chart, dead last, is the U.S. with zero mandatory paid vacation and zero paid holidays. Wow. Out of 21 countries, we're dead last. Perhaps now is the time to declare this an emergency situation and to do something about it. Out of 21 of the world's richest nations, the U.S. is dead last when it comes to mandatory paid vacation, mandatory paid time off. Although many companies in the U.S. do offer paid leave, this decision is up to the employer's discretion. And I may also add that it's up to the employer to decide when you can take that vacation. Back in March of this year, the New York City mayor proposed a mandatory 2-week paid vacation for all New York City residents, making New York City the first U.S. city to make vacation mandatory. Hooray, hooray for New York City. It's mandatory that everybody gets 2 weeks paid vacation. The report concluded that about a quarter of the U.S. labor force has no paid vacation or holidays. In the absence of mandated paid vacation and paid holidays in the United States, affects lower wage and part-time workers, employees, and employees of small establishments. Taking a vacation time isn't the time to blow off work or responsibilities. It can actually have numerous health benefits and even help you live longer. In that way, mandatory paid vacation time might actually be a good legislative step to helping Americans live healthier lives. Perhaps now is the time to declare this an emergency situation. That's my did you know. That out of 21 of the richest countries on the planet, the U.S. is the only one that doesn't offer paid vacation. So what do you think about that? Wow. So today we're going to talk about sleeping, pills, booze, and planes. And these are stories that are told by flight attendants and the dangers that they run into from people taking sleeping aids mixed with alcohol. But this just in, a passenger wakes up alone in the dark on an empty plane. How does that happen? An Air Canada passenger says she was left alone and in the dark after falling on a short flight to Toronto's Pearson International Airport. The airline is investigating how Tiffany Louise O'Brien was left on the plane as it parked up at the airport for the night. She was seated in an empty row and she laid down for a quick nap during a 90-minute flight. When she woke up to a dark, empty plane parked up some way from the airport terminal, she was shocked. She woke up around midnight, a few hours after the flight landed, in freezing cold, still strapped in her seat in complete darkness. Unable to charge her phone due to the aircraft's power shutdown, she then made it to the cockpit, but was unable to use the radio for the same reason. Airplane had no power. Since she couldn't charge her phone to call for help, she was in full panic mode. Can you imagine waking up on an empty plane, in the dark, in the cold, and the airplane is away from the terminal. She was then able to open the plane's door, but was unable to get down to the tarmac due to the 40 or 50 foot drop. She eventually grabbed the attention of a worker on the tarmac who fetched a ladder truck to the plane to rescue her. He was in shock, asking how the heck they left her on the plane. And just so you know, the airline, Air Canada, is reviewing the incident of how that actually happened. So, can you imagine taking a flight, hour and a half flight, you lay down to take a nap, and you wake up and the plane is dark, the plane is cold, the plane is empty. How would you handle that situation? Wow, pretty amazing. So the topic of today's show is sleeping pills, booze, and planes. And we're going to kind of break this down into two segments. First of all, we're going to explain the second part of this. We're going to explain what causes you to become what's called an avian zombie. But this is how the story goes. In 2008, a travel writer was flying from London to San Francisco. To pass the time, he showed a flight attendant how to tie a turban with an airline blanket and taught a sleepless young boy how to make paper airplanes, selling them over the passenger's head in the economy cabin caused quite a ruckus. And it might have been a great way to pass the time in a boring overnight flight, except for one thing. He was asleep. After downing two small bottles of wine, he had taken 1 milligram of a tranquilizer and 10 milligrams of Ambien, a very popular sleeping aid. Settling down to a long snooze, he had no idea he had been sleepwalking until he saw the photos and selfies on his cell phone the next day. And the weird thing is, he remembered it all when he saw the pictures. He had become what many flight attendants unflatteringly call an Ambien zombie. The next story is a story of, they call this person the streak. And this is from the confessions of a fed up flight attendant. And it's called, her story was called The Attack of the Ambien Zombies. The streaker was a sleepwalking economy passenger who had taken off all his clothes and decided to run up the aisle to first class. According to the story, he was stopped by flight attendants and told to don his clothes. He only realized that he had done this when he later woke up with his underwear in his hand. And one last story, a Trans-Pacific and business class passenger mixed alcohol and Ambien and then woke needing to relieve himself. He stood up and urinated on the passenger sitting next to him. Could you imagine how hard it was to calm down the business class cabin for the rest of the night? People on sleeping aids mixed with alcohol can really behave in strange ways and not remember. It is called Teflon brain. Ambien belongs to a class of drugs called sedative hypnosis, prescribed to treat insomnia for adults over the age of 18, and it works by slowing brain activity. One of the normal side effects of Ambien is that it basically turns your brain into Teflon. You don't lay down any new memories, and the other thing that happens is that you get a sort of disinhibited, you get kind of disinhibited the way that you would if you were drunk or had taken Valium or something like that. So you get very relaxed and very disinhibited, and you don't remember what you're doing. If you're in bed and asleep, that's not an issue. And to ensure that the manufacturer of Ambien has a clear-cut safety important message on its website. Don't take Ambien more than once per night, and take it just before going to bed. And don't take it unless you can stay in bed for 7 to 8 hours. That's pretty hard to do. That's pretty hard to follow the instructions when you're on a plane. First of all, when you're on a plane, you're not really sleeping deeply because the lights are on. There's people around, tons of interruptions. And by taking the sleeping pill and not falling asleep, then you are going to be in this altered state. So that's what happened to the travel writer on his transatlantic journey a decade ago. A friendly flight attendant interrupted just as he had taken his sleeping pills to ask about his career as a travel writer. And this travel writer states, if she hadn't been bored on an empty flight and kept him awake, he absolutely certain it wouldn't have happened. So, embarrassing, even dangerous behaviors. Activities that can happen in an altered state include sleepwalking or doing other things when you are asleep, like eating, talking, having sex, or driving a car. And according to the Ambien safety warnings, as well as not thinking clearly and acting strangely confused and upset. These behaviors make sense when people are disinhibited. Anything can happen because you're talking about the basic primal instincts that are coming out. And what are the basic instincts? To have sex, to eat, and sometimes to be aggressive. So what's too much alcohol? What too much alcohol can do to your health? Travelers often make the possible side effects worse by combining them with tranquilizers and alcohol. The worst thing you can do is drink alcohol on the plane. You're already dehydrated, you have a lot of travel fatigue, and on top of that, you're adding sleeping aids to it. And another factor that could make this worse is a pre-existing sleep order. For example, it's estimated that 1 billion adults in the world suffer from sleep apnea, a condition in which the throat muscles relax and your breathing stops and starts. And when you're in a plane, the air is thin. They pressurize the cabin to 8,000 feet, but it's still going to be thinner air, less oxygen. And you don't want to be on sleep medication that will depress your respiratory drive. And that's what happened in the case of the travel writer. A friendly flight attendant interrupted him just as he had taken his sleeping pill to ask about his career as a travel writer. Wow. Activities, just things that can happen when you take sleeping pills, when you drink booze at 35,000 feet, is there's a lot of interesting things that can happen in your sleep. And we suggest that when you're taking a flight, that you don't take sleeping pills and drink alcohol, because it can put you in a strange state of mind. And there's many stories that flight attendants have about Ambien zombies and all the things that they do. These were just a few, and I just wanted to explain what causes that. And what causes that is taking sleeping pills, drinking alcohol, and being up in the air at 35,000 feet. So activities that can happen in an altered state include sleepwalking or doing activities when you are asleep, like eating, talking, having sex, or driving a car. So these are all the things that can happen when you're sleepwalking, and just be careful about drinking alcohol on a plane. So I also have 5 tips for sleeping on a plane. So what can a weary traveler do to avoid a sleepless overnight flight? You can avoid a pharmaceutical-induced sleep. It's not something to mess around with. Certainly, you should never be taking a medication like that for the first time while you're in the air, because you don't know how you're going to react to it, or it might interact with any of your other existing medications. So the first thing is avoid taking any medication that's going to induce sleep. What I try and do when I'm flying out is that I try not to get a lot of sleep the night before. So if I'm flying out at 7 o'clock in the morning, I may only get 2 hours sleep. So that way, when I'm on the plane, I can sleep and there's no problems. The second thing is try melatonin instead. Experts state that their preferred option for overnight flight. They prefer this as a preferred option for overnight flight. You may want to take it when you got enough time for it to take effect. When you take it in a pill form, it has to go down to your stomach and then up to your brain, and that takes about 90 minutes. If you're taking it under the tongue, then you're looking at 20 to 25 minutes, which is much more like an Ambien type of sleeping aid. Experts recommend 3 milligrams of melatonin and suggest sticking with the short action version to avoid feeling groggy if awakened too soon. There are some people, like myself, who say that they can't handle melatonin because they feel too foggy and have some concentration difficulties if awakened too early when the melatonin is still in the blood and in the brain, and that's a very real experience. So for someone who's flying early evening or during the day, it may not match up with their circadian pattern, or it may not match up with their sleep pattern. So when I fly out early in the morning, I try to get less sleep at night. At night, I can't really sleep on a plane, period. I can toss and turn, but I can't sleep on a plane at all. But I do try and get some rest on the plane. And number three tip, the 5 tips for sleeping on a plane, this is number 3, is limit alcohol. Experts say alcohol interferes with sleep. It's dehydrating and interferes with sleep rhythms, thus keeping you in the lighter stages of slumber when on board an airplane. The noise and distractions can jostle you awake. So one of the things I try and do when I'm making reservations to fly on a plane is I try and sit in the forward cabin and not sit behind the wings, especially if the engine is on the wings or in the back of the plane, because it's just much more noise. So I try and sit forward of the wings. And the fourth thing that you can do is to pack a sleep kit. Don't wing it when coming to plane travel. Keep a well-stocked sleep kit ready. That includes an eye mask, earplugs, travel blanket, a light blanket, a sweater, an audio book, or a relaxing playlist along with noise-canceling headphones and water to stay hydrated. So an eye mask is critical to block out unwelcome rays. Earplugs, of course, is necessary to block out the noise. a well-designed pillow, travel pillow, or light blanket or sweater. Pillow, light blanket, because you don't want to use a blanket or pillow that the airline provides, because you never know who touched it before you. Audiobook tells a story. I find that relaxes me and puts me to sleep. Or a very relaxing playlist to listen to. Even now, when I'm at home and can't sleep, I'll put on a very relaxing playlist to slowly put me to sleep. And the most important thing is the noise-canceling headphones to block out all the noise. And water to stay hydrated, because the air is very thin. And last but not least, plan ahead. As much as possible, try to plan your sleep around the timing and purpose of your flight. Do you need to be alert right away? If yes, then perhaps the lesser of two evils will be drinking caffeine in the morning before your meeting instead of taking a sleeping aid on the plane. Get out into the sunlight, get some morning exercise. These are always winners. And if you try these tips, the experts say, you can avoid the fate of becoming another airline and beyond zombie, unless you enjoy embarrassing yourself. So that's my travel tip, is the 5 tips for sleeping on the plane. Avoid taking medication to induce sleep when you're flying on a plane. And if you have to take it, try melatonin instead. Limit the amount of alcohol that you drink on the plane. Pack a sleep kit that includes an eye mask, earplugs, travel pillow, or light blanket, and or sweater. Audiobook, or download a video, a movie, and a relaxing playlist, along with noise-canceling headphones and water to stay hydrated. And also, plan ahead. You know, try to plan your sleep around the timing and purpose of your flight. So those are all things that you can do to get sleep on a flight. And you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. And I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. You can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Podcast is available. After the break, stay tuned. We have a video of a man jumping on the wing of a plane. All that's coming up after the break. But just to take a few minutes to talk about what we talked about in the first half of the show, is that United States is the only country of the 21 richest countries on the planet that doesn't provide mandatory paid vacation. Air Canada passenger wakes up alone in the dark on an empty plane. She wakes up alone on an empty plane. And she was able to get rescued from an empty plane that was parked away from the terminal. And the airlines is looking into that. Then our topic for today is sleeping pills, booze, and planes. They suggest that you don't drink alcohol while flying on a plane. So look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTamerRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Listeners, join the conversation at 877-936-9766. And coming up after break, we're going to talk about a new travel event called gaming. And that's coming up after the break.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
Green, green, green. It's your home. It's your dream. Radon test and living healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Testing for radon is easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the U.S. EPA.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Up in the sky, it's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Listeners, you can join the conversation by calling 877-932-9766. And second half of the show, two things to talk about really is we have a video of a man jumps on the wing of a plane as it sits on the runway. And the second thing we have to talk about is this, the latest travel trend called gramping is the latest travel trend. First we're going to go into a new commercial that has been produced for Tides, Tours, and Travel. And we'll go into that, and then after that we'll go into Gramping. Gramping is get ready for the next travel trend. It's called Gramping, and it's pretty much like it sounds. Gramping is a way for grandparents to bond with their grandchildren by taking them on a skip generation trip. And skip generation means that they leave their parents at home, and the kids travel with the grandkids. Of course, many travelers take vacations that involve multiple generations, but Gramping is all about leaving the parents at home and letting just grandma and grandpa take the kids for a while. And it really works out to be a win-win situation for everybody. Okay, so that's what we're going to get into after this commercial. And that's what we're getting to.
I really, really needed
a good travel advisor.
And I kept searching and searching.
There are so many choices.
It's really hard to find one that has all the things on my list.
But I finally did it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
If you were looking for one as well,
look no further.
Here's a really good one.
Just use mine.
Use mine.
I'm very satisfied.
Definitely recommend.
Problem gone.
Thank you.
So, get ready for the next travel trend called Gramping. The concept is pretty much like it sounds. And according to Boomer Magazine...
They could play it all. I mean, they could play...
Gramping is a way for grandparents to bond with their grandchildren by taking them on a skip a generation trip. Of course, many travelers take vacations that involve multiple generations, but Gramping is all about leaving the parents at home and letting just grandma and grandpa take the kids for a while. It is a win-win situation for everybody. It's true that parents win by getting some rest and relaxation time together, and grandparents win by improving their relationship with their grandkids and finding the perfect excuse to travel. And according to a survey done by AARP in 2017, travel is the top bucket list item for 83% of the baby boomers out there. Plus, it's a great way to mark big milestones for your grandkids, like graduation, major birthdays, or other special occasions. And of course, there are some tips for making your skip gen trip rewarding for both you and the grandkids. After all, this is their vacation as much as yours, so it's important to get to know their likes and dislikes. One good way to keep the kids active is to give them some small responsibilities like holding the map or deciding on where to go some days. However, it's also important to remember that this is your chance to spoil your grandkids a little. Grandparents need to be willing to play basketball, ping pong, or whatever to connect with the kids, the experts say. Tides, Tours, and Travel also recommends interesting cities, interesting events. The biggest event that we have that families really get involved in is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. Boston, Atlantic, Seattle, Washington, D.C., or Vancouver. All these places have great activities for kids. I also suggest cruising. Cruising would be an excellent way to bond grandparents and grandkids. Also, Adventures by Disney would be another great choice for this gramping, this new trend in travel. Adventure by Disney offers some amazing trips that keeps everybody on the trip involved. And Adventures by Disney has the same attention that taking a Disney vacation would have. So there's some suggestions for grandparents for this new gramping experience. New York City, Boston, Atlantic, Seattle, Washington, D.C., or maybe in the city that you live in, the art museum, the library. You know, there's different places that you can bond with your grandkids and just keep the parents out of it. But, of course, don't feel confined to North America. There are tons more amazing trip ideas to take with your grandkids all over the world as well. So we just talked about a new travel trend called gramping. And it's basically where the grandparents take the kids on a vacation without the parents. And it's very rewarding for both the grandkids and the parents. So next we have a video of a man that jumps on the wing of a plane. All this took place, Osman Airline, which is in Africa. And this man, it was a tense 37 minutes of fear for passengers on the Osman airplane when a man boarded on the tarmac and jumped on the wing of the aircraft as it waited to take off. You see him standing there now. The frightening scene took place Friday in Nigeria. The incident was captured in real time by a passenger who uploaded it on Instagram. So that's what a plane does when it first starts up. And this passenger who tells this story is saying that this is an emergency. For 30 minutes, we've been stuck at the runway by an unidentified man who ran to the aircraft with a bag. Security has not shown up and everyone is panicking. I have so many questions to ask, but right now, I can't even breathe. Please share this to all relevant authorities. This person reported the event to the Port Harcourt and was taxiing for takeoff when the unidentified man came running out of some nearby bushes towards the plane. The pilot spotted him and immediately slowed down the plane and cut the engine. The man approached the plane with gloves and a bag, which he dropped inside one of the engines before climbing up on one of the engine casings near the wing. This person Instagrammed a plea to alert authorities, and it was due to the delay that they took in handling the situations. Officials from the airport of Nigeria arrived on the scene 23 minutes after the man approached the plane, but were reluctant to approach him. And 14 minutes later, security officers arrived and apprehended the man. So, can you imagine being on an airplane where some guy on the outside of the airplane is climbing up on the wing, and all the passengers were frantic? They were scared to death. They didn't know what was going on. And it was 37 minutes before the situation was resolved. So can you imagine that happening, scaring you to death? So after all this was taken care of, everyone was told to disembark the plane to be screened at security again before taking off. So that was a tragic experience, very, very tragic experience. And hope that never happens to you if you're on an airplane. Wow. Absolutely amazing. So, the last thing I have is this just in, Tokyo reportedly looks to cruise ships to resolve Olympic hotel shortages. In 2020, the Summer Olympic Games is headed to Tokyo. But the city is already anticipating a shortage of accommodations with the influx in visitors. According to a report, the city is looking to cruise ships to solve as a floating hotel to resolve the problem. Even construction boom cannot resolve the problem of a shortage. The report suggests Tokyo could be short as many as 14,000 rooms for Olympic-related tourists. Local officials are suggesting ships in a harbor in Tokyo to house people during the games. So, on previous shows, I talked about doing a cruise that will put you in Tokyo for the Olympics. And I have reserved space on two cruises. One departs Hong Kong July 26th, and it arrives in Tokyo August 1st. And you'll be in Tokyo for two nights. And then I reserved a second cruise that leaves from Tokyo going to Hong Kong. It departs on August 2nd. It departs on August the 3rd, but you board the ship on August the 2nd. So basically on this cruise, it would be a 14-day cruise, about a 14-day cruise. And it'll put you in Tokyo for 4 days. And you'll be able to, from 7 a.m. on August the 1st to 5 p.m. on August the 4th, you'll be able to be housed in Tokyo during the Olympics, and also be able to see Hong Kong, Osaka, Okinawa. You'll be able to see all these different places. So this is a way for you to go to Olympics, be part of the Olympics, and be housed for 4 days during the Olympics. I have other Olympic packages that start at $4,700. And this 14-day cruise that you get a chance to be in the Olympics for, again, you'll be there. You'll be there Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You'll sell out Monday night at 5 p.m. So you'll be there. You'll be there Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and sell out of Tokyo. So that puts you in. That'll put you in the Olympics for 3 days, and you also get a chance to go to Kobe, Japan, Okinawa, Kochi, Japan. So you get a chance to see Hong Kong. So you get a chance to do over those 14 days, do several things. So the price of the cruise starts at about $1,400. I have reserved a few cabins each way. So if you're interested, please give us a call at 877-932-9766. That's kind of what the stadium looks like. We're talking about Tokyo in 2020 and being at the Olympics. And if the cruise doesn't sound like your cup of tea, we also have available packages. But the packages are going fast. As stated, the packages are really going fast. And they start at about $4,800. So if you're interested in going to Olympics in 2020, give us a call at 877-932-9766. So just to cover, just so you know, the first half of the show, we talked about out of the 21 richest countries on the planet, the U.S. is the only one that doesn't offer mandatory paid vacation. It's the only one that doesn't offer mandatory paid vacation. The city of New York recently, back in March, the mayor has made every resident in New York a mandatory 2 weeks vacation. So out of 21 rich countries, the United States has zero mandatory paid vacation and zero paid holidays. And just so you're not confused, is that businesses do offer vacation, but it's up to their discretion, and it's also up to their discretion when you can take your vacation. And in other countries, vacation is mandatory. One of the things I suggested at the top of the show is that we declare this an emergency situation and do something about it. We declared an emergency situation. The European Union imposes a four-week minimum of paid vacation time for all countries that belong to the EU. France requires companies to offer 30 days of paid vacation plus one paid holiday. Austria, Denmark, Finland offered 25 days of paid vacation plus at least 9 days paid holidays. Countries like Australia, Belgium, Greece, Italy, Ireland, and Germany all offer 20 days of paid vacation plus a minimum of 8 paid vacations. And then on the lower end, Canada, Japan offer 10 days of paid vacation time plus 9 days and 15 days of paid holidays. And at the very bottom of the chart is the U.S. with zero paid vacation and zero paid holidays. Other thing that we talked about earlier in the show, the first half of the show, is a passenger wakes up alone in the dark on an empty airplane. Can you imagine waking up on an airplane? And this was only a 90-minute flight, so she took a short nap. She woke up. She was still seated. She was still strapped to her seat. The plane was dark. Plane was cold. Cell phone wouldn't work. She couldn't raise anybody on the airplane radio because all the power was off. And she was lucky enough to get the... And she tried opening the door, but the tarmac was 50 feet below. So she got the attention of a worker on the tarmac who fetched a ladder truck and was able to get her off the plane. So one of the other things that we talked about was sleeping pills, booze, and planes. We gave some stories of people sleepwalking on a plane because they took a sleeping pill and drank booze. And we gave a few stories about that, and we explained why this happens. In the first half of the show, we talked about how alcohol is dehydrating, and taking Ambien really turns you into a Teflon brain. And we explained why this happens, because on the plane, you're not really, really sleeping, because the lights are on, people are moving around, and there's tons of interruptions. And you may take a sleeping pill and not fall asleep, and that puts you in an altered state. So we gave some tips. We gave five tips on. We gave five tips for sleeping on a plane, and avoid being put into an induced sleep by Ambien or some of these medications. We suggest taking melatonin instead. The third tip was to limit alcohol. The fourth tip was to pack a sleep bag, a sleep kit, eye mask, earplugs, travel pillow or light blanket, or even a sweater, an audio book or a video, a relaxing playlist, along with noise-canceling headphones, and water to stay hydrated. And we also suggest that you plan ahead. You plan ahead by planning your sleep around the timing and purpose of your flight. One of the examples I gave is when I'm flying out early in the morning, I tend to get less sleep at night, first of all, because I have to be at the airport at some ridiculous hour, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. So I tend to get less sleep, but I'm able to fall asleep on the plane. So those are just some of the tips that we gave in the first half of the show. And we also talked about gramping, this new travel trend where grandparents are taking the grandkids on vacation without the parents. We gave some interesting things to do that grandparents can do with the grandkids. The number one thing is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is a great event for the grandparents and the kids. We talked about cruising. We talked about New York City. We talked Vancouver, Boston, Washington, D.C. Even if you can't get them out of the city, try going to the Art Museum here in Columbus, COSI. You know, there's places that you can take the kids and leave the parents at home. And that new travel trend is called gramping. Called gramping is the new travel trend. And last but not least, we talked about Tokyo in 2020 for the Olympics. I reserved cabins on two cruises that will put you in Tokyo for 4 days, 3 nights. And also you'll be able to cruise from Hong Kong to Tokyo. You'll be able to see Osaka, Japan, Okinawa, Hong Kong, and then spend 3 days in the Olympics. So if you're interested in that, give us a call. Deposit per cruise is $100. And the final payment is due by April 1st, 2020. So give us a call at 877-932-9766 if you're interested in that. And also, this November 6th, we have an event going on in Aruba. It's November 6th through the 13th. The travel package for hotels is like $85 a night. So it's not very expensive, and it's at a really nice hotel. And if you're interested in that, also, you can give us a call or visit my website, tirestours.com. So don't forget about the new travel trend. It's called gramping. Spend some time with your grandkids without their parents. Get to know them. Let them get to know you. And it gives you a chance to spoil them for a while. There's just so much going on. But just send us a comment at itsyourtimetotravel@tirestours.com and let us know what you think of the show. Send us a comment, drop a note, or you can go on my Facebook page at It's Your Time to Travel on talktainmentradio.com and just drop us a note, let us know what you think of the show, how we can improve the show, how we can get you to call in. Is it giving away prizes? Is it doing different things? But give us a call. Let us know. So look up in the sky. It's the superheroes of travel. It's Ricky Tyers, able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. On TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.